It could be said that Jesus sounds rather harsh and extreme in what he was saying. And he was. He had a reason for this. He was trying to shake them up, to help them recognize that there are things that really matter on earth. He wasn't literally saying that he hated them. He was using hyperbole, that they were to not choose anything above himself. In fact, the relationship we have with him must be more loving than anywhere else, because he's God. He is unique. He is the giver of all good that exists, and he is unlimited good himself. We live in a society that has been numbed to who God is. I remember when I was at Catholic Answers, I used to be kind of befuddled by the fact that I had to defend God so much. If God is so good, why does he allow this, or why does he allow that? As if God is on trial, we are the ones who are dictating to him. We are passing judgment on him, when it's really the other way around. Who are we? Recently, there was the Pew Foundation did a survey in the United States of Catholics on their attitude toward the Eucharist. And it turned out that 61% of them do not believe in the real presence. And when you limit that down to the millennials, it's about 80% that don't. They just think it's a symbol. And that's it. When our Lord hung on that cross for 3 hours, bleeding and in great pain, by the end of the third hour, his body finally just gave out. And in that eternal moment, he died. It's an eternal moment. I mean, the moment itself came about because he had a human nature. Humans die. But it was an eternal moment because he's divine. And the effects of that death cover everyone who's ever lived or will live. But it also remains with us in time. It transcends time and remains in time. And it remains in time as the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the physical representation of that moment, that love, that divine love that was willing to die for the creatures he created out of nothing. We tend to identify with that which we know. The craze of atheists that we have today are railing at a God that we don't believe in. Their God is in competition with humanity. They see a God as the God that we believe in as a being who's very selfish. He interjects himself into our lives. But God is not just another being. God isn't a being at all. God is existence itself. His very essence is to exist. He undergirds everything that is. We begin to forget how great he is. We don't think in terms of how great he is. We don't think in terms of greatness. We're too focused on what our current needs are, whatever they are. We all know what a galaxy is. It's a solar system, you know, the sun in the middle and the planets going around it. Scientists tell us that there are 200 billion galaxies in existence. That's an awful lot of space. I mean, we can't even imagine it. And yet God is bigger than that. We never think of that, how great God is. The hymn says, how great thou art, you know? But we don't have anything to measure it by. We don't, it's not a part of our daily experience that God is so great, so transcendent. And yet, when we feel our heartbeat, it is beating only because of the attention he gives it. He is immanent as well. This is the God we believe in. I remember reading about an atheist who was traveling across the country, and he was going to drive. He knew all the arguments for the existence of God, but he didn't find them. They didn't register with him. It wasn't that they weren't logical, but they just didn't register. But as he was driving across the country, through the wheat fields and the plains, you know, he was so taken by the beauty of it all. And he realized that science couldn't explain that. That it's not necessary that things be beautiful, but they are. By the time he reached the Pacific coast, he believed in God. The good, the true, and the beautiful. It is God who gives us these things because it is who he is. He's infinitely good, infinitely loving, infinitely beautiful. When I was in another parish, a woman came to me. She was a counselor, and she had fallen away from the church. And I said, what seems to be the problem? And she said, oh, I don't know. She said this matter of sacrifice. I said, you mean God sacrificing his son? Yes, she said, it's really creepy. She said, I have problems with that. And to her surprise and mine, I blurted out, that's not your problem. You just can't accept the fact that anyone would love you that much. And her jaw dropped, and she nodded up and down. That was it. I don't know how, I didn't know I was going to say it, but it's true that anyone would love us that much. When we don't believe in God, when we put God out of our lives, we become very lonely. I mentioned the young not believing in the real presence, having difficult time believing in the transcendent. But at the same time, the suicide rate among the young has never been higher. And there is a connection. The very meaning of our lives comes from the fact that we recognize who God is. And that as great as he is, he's very immanent, very intimate. He's very concerned about each one of us. We know this because Jesus told us so, and not only what he said, but especially in what he did. As great as God is in terms of his power and magnificence, it is only as magnificent as he is loving. He loves us without limit. And that's what the crucifixion tells us. And the Eucharist is the expression of that brought into our very lives. Not only into our very lives, but into our very bodies and souls. This is the great gift that he has given us, his very self. This is what we believe and what we have to nurture. You know, we say that marriage doesn't just happen. People have to work at it. It's true of every love relationship. It's most true of our relationship with God. It means spending time with one another, being open to one another, being receptive to one another, thinking about each other. I remember there was an old song that used to go, all I do is think of you the whole day through. Well, we need to do that with God. I mean, every beat of our heart is an expression of his love for us. He's as far away as the beat of our heart. Let us give thanks for the faith we give, and let us pray for those who still do not have it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.